Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. BIFO 2017. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie 2. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A message on an answer phone.
Hello, Mr. Sands. This is Carl Smothers from Best Buy in Hector, New York. It's 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning, the 10th of September. I'm phoning to request an offer for new display shelves, as we'd like to update our showroom. You were recommended to us by our branch in Albany. The showroom has 65 square meters for computers and printers, 32 for TVs, and 67 for other devices. That's 164 square meters of floor space in all. We are located at 26 Lou Brenner Avenue. That's 26 Loubrenner Avenue. Please come and see what kind of shelving you would recommend. We're also interested in your ideas for the most attractive arrangement of the displays. Please phone me on 518-241-7759 if you have any questions.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello, Mr. Sands. This is Carl Smothers from Best Buy in Hector, New York. It's 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning, the 10th of September. I'm phoning to request an offer for new display shelves, as we'd like to update our showroom. You were recommended to us by our branch in Albany. The showroom has 65 square meters for computers and printers, 32 for TVs, and 67 for other devices. That's 164 square meters of floor space in all. We are located at 26 Lou Brenner Avenue. That's 26 Loubrenner Avenue. Please come and see what kind of shelving you would recommend. We're also interested in your ideas for the most attractive arrangement of the displays. Please phone me on 518-241-7759 if you have any questions.
Now go on to part 2. 2. A memo to the personal assistant.
Hi Sharon, this is Susan. Please write an email to Mr. Brashery at g.brashery@topsport.com. That's g.brashery@topsport.com. And cancel my meeting with him on Thursday at 2 p.m. Express my apologies and try to reschedule it for Tuesday at 9:15. Secondly, the CEO, Mr. Dalmer, is visiting our branch tomorrow. He wants to meet our new CFO, Michael J. Polt, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So write Mike a memo that he has to be there. Please make sure there are fresh rolls for the coffee break at 10:30. Then reserve a table for 5 people at a restaurant for lunch. Choose the Rose Garden this time, because we went to the Olive Tree last time.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hi Sharon, this is Susan. Please write an email to Mr. Brashery at g.brashery@topsport.com. That's g.brashery@topsport.com. And cancel my meeting with him on Thursday at 2 p.m. express my apologies and try to reschedule it for Tuesday at 9:15. Secondly, the CEO, Mr. Dalmer, is visiting our branch tomorrow. He wants to meet our new CFO, Michael J. Pott, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So write Mike a memo that he has to be there. Please make sure there are fresh rolls for the coffee break at 10:30. Then reserve a table for 5 people at a restaurant for lunch. Choose the Rose Garden this time, because we went to the Olive Tree last time.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to Adam Bryant interviewing Kevin May about training programs for employees. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Welcome, listeners. Adam Bryant here for the New York Times. Today, I'm with Karen May, who does employee training for Google. Karen, what common mistakes do companies make in their further education programs?
Hello, Adam. Well, one thing is, when the companies ask for too much education and don't let their staff make their own decisions, people learn best when they want to learn. They want to go to seminars when their colleagues come back from these courses with positive feedback.
Are there any other dangers?
If a company is not doing its best, immediately sending the employees to training programs is usually not the solution. You first need to find out why the job results are so bad. Do the employees understand what they are supposed to be doing? Is there disagreement among the colleagues? The reason employees need training is when they have too little knowledge or skill for the job.
Many CEOs say how hard it is for people to criticize others, even if the direct feedback would improve the job. Is that true?
Definitely. Criticism is negative. It has been known to cause problems. So if I can't say anything positive, then I won't say anything at all.
Giving feedback is your job, so what is your experience with it?
It's the best thing I can do for someone. Even though it hurts at first, it also gives a person the chance to change things for the better.
How often has that succeeded?
In reality, don't expect people to improve overnight. Watch for the small changes. Actually, 70% of the time, people have been able to do something with the feedback. The other 30% either cannot accept it, or they don't know how to make the changes.
What's the most exciting experience you've had?
It's the training lesson called Speedback. The executives sit face-to-face. They have 3 minutes to answer a question about the person they are looking at. For example, how do you feel this person did their work? Afterwards, that person can say how well he feels his partner gave him the criticism. From both sides, some say it's the best feedback they've ever received.
What other things have you experienced in consulting executives?
Many executives were promoted to their position because of their success as an employee. Now, with their new responsibilities, they need a new set of interpersonal skills to be a good leader.
What are your suggestions?
They need to learn how to give the spotlight, not take it. That means they need to learn how to listen and find out how their employees feel about them. They need to understand how other people see them. That will lead to effective strategies that get things done.
Thank you, Karen. I'm sure this information helps us all without being sent to a seminar.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Welcome, listeners. Adam Bryant here for the New York Times. Today, I'm with Karen May, who does employee training for Google. Karen, what common mistakes do companies make in their further education programs?
Hello, Adam. Well, one thing is, when the companies ask for too much education and don't let their staff make their own decisions, people learn best when they want to learn. They want to go to seminars when their colleagues come back from these courses with positive feedback.
Are there any other dangers?
If a company is not doing its best, immediately sending the employees to training programs is usually not the solution. You first need to find out why the job results are so bad. Do the employees understand what they are supposed to be doing? Is there disagreement among the colleagues? The reason employees need training is when they have too little knowledge or skill for the job.
Many CEOs say how hard it is for people to criticize others, even if the direct feedback would improve the job. Is that true?
Definitely. Criticism is negative. It has been known to cause problems. So if I can't say anything positive, then I won't say anything at all.
Giving feedback is your job, so what is your experience with it?
It's the best thing I can do for someone. Even though it hurts at first, it also gives a person the chance to change things for the better.
How often has that succeeded?
In reality, don't expect people to improve overnight. Watch for the small changes. Actually, 70% of the time, people have been able to do something with the feedback. The other 30% either cannot accept it, or they don't know how to make the changes.
What's the most exciting experience you've had?
It's the training lesson called Speedback. The executives sit face to face. They have 3 minutes to answer a question about the person they are looking at. For example, how do you feel this person did their work? Afterwards, that person can say how well he feels his partner gave him the criticism. From both sides, some say it's the best feedback they've ever received.
What other things have you experienced in consulting executives?
Many executives were promoted to their position because of their success as an employee. Now, with their new responsibilities, they need a new set of interpersonal skills to be a good leader.
What are your suggestions?
They need to learn how to give the spotlight, not take it. That means they need to learn how to listen and find out how their employees feel about them. They need to understand how other people see them. That will lead to effective strategies that get things done.
Thank you, Karen. I'm sure this information helps us all without being sent to a seminar.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen to a discussion about biometrics between Harry Reasoner and Audrey Jacobs. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with the correct form of the keyword or keywords. Use one or two words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go.
Hello, listeners. This is Harry Reasoner. Audrey Jacobs is here to tell us what passwords will be like in the future. Audrey, this year was horrible. Target customers had their credit card information stolen, and even iCloud got hacked. What is being done to stop computer data thieves?
Well, actually, Harry, this security is already here. We saw it in the first James Bond films. It's a science called biometrics, which, for example, uses our eyes to unlock a door. We believe the best passwords are in the parts of the human body, which are different for every person on Earth.
Well, that's like using a fingerprint to open our computer. But what about doing e-banking or using personal internet information?
True, this science has a long way to go. However, the possibilities are huge. Besides the silent parts of our body like fingerprints, lip prints, or even the skin on your nose, there are also noisy parts of us that are different from anyone else. Not just our voices, but rather the sounds in our ears or the beat of our heart.
You mean we won't need wild passwords anymore?
Harry, look at how far technology has advanced, but we are still using passwords or pins. It's ridiculous. In Toronto, a group of scientists are developing a product that uses the beat of your own heart to enter your emails, access your bank accounts, and unlock your mobile phones. The people explained to us that every person's heart is different in size, in location in your chest, and in how it pumps the blood. The beat of our heart may possibly be the most perfect kind of security, as well as the most unusual.
Is this product for sale?
It is called NIME and is available for pre-order on the company's website for $79.
What other ideas are there in this science?
I guess it's about more than just security. It's about recognizing a person. A new system wants to make it easy for you to prove you are you. It should be something nobody can see, and it should happen automatically. We already have smartphones and smart objects. We want to create a smart environment, such as a smart home. Whenever you come home and walk through the door, your rooms should know it is you. You shouldn't need to put a password in a box on the wall. Passwords are broken because hackers are clever, but also because we haven't started using the best security we have available, which is our body. The parts are difficult to steal and can't be copied or lost.
Well, we all hope the biometric engineers can get these ideas developed quickly, so we can keep our data safe without having to look over our shoulders all the time. Thank you, Audrey, for joining us today.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hello, listeners. This is Harry Reasoner. Audrey Jacobs is here to tell us what passwords will be like in the future. Audrey, this year was horrible. Target customers had their credit card information stolen, and even iCloud got hacked. What is being done to stop computer data thieves?
Well, actually, Harry, this security is already here. We saw it in the first James Bond films. It's a science called biometrics, which, for example, uses our eyes to unlock a door. We believe the best passwords are in the parts of the human body, which are different for every person on Earth.
Well, that's like using a fingerprint to open our computer. But what about doing e-banking or using personal internet information?
True, this science has a long way to go. However, the possibilities are huge. Besides the silent parts of our body like fingerprints, lip prints, or even the skin on your nose, there are also noisy parts of us that are different from anyone else. Not just our voices, but rather the sounds in our ears or the beat of our heart.
You mean we won't need wild passwords anymore?
Harry, look at how far technology has advanced, but we are still using passwords or PINs. It's ridiculous. In Toronto, a group of scientists are developing a product that uses the beat of your own heart to enter your emails, access your bank accounts, and unlock your mobile phones. The people explained to us that every person's heart is different in size, in location in your chest, and in how it pumps the blood. The beat of our heart may possibly be the most perfect kind of security, as well as the most unusual.
Is this product for sale?
It is called NIMI and is available for pre-order on the company's website for $79.
What other ideas are there in this science?
I guess it's about more than just security. It's about recognizing a person. A new system wants to make it easy for you to prove you are you. It should be something nobody can see, and it should happen automatically. We already have smartphones and smart objects. We want to create a smart environment, such as a smart home. Whenever you come home and walk through the door, your rooms should know it is you. You shouldn't need to put a password in a box on the wall. Passwords are broken because hackers are clever, but also because we haven't started using the best security we have available, which is our body. The parts are difficult to steal and can't be copied or lost.
Well, we all hope the biometric engineers can get these ideas developed quickly, so we can keep our data safe without having to look over our shoulders all the time. Thank you, Audrey, for joining us today.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.